coming loose. I want to win!
I need professional help.
Bart Benning Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Bart Benning Weekly.
I want to win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Bart Benning Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Bart Benning Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. This would be our mostly NCAA edition. We're coming to you live from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. We're going to fill you in on their box in a bit, but if you are with DirecTV, trust me, you've already paid for your box. It's a free box. I'm Second Half Chaz with Steve on the board. We've got Zach, our intern, and, of course, this week's panelist, Johnny D.
Great to be here. Buckle up, fellas. Grab a pencil and a piece of paper and start writing some information down for a big Saturday of winners.
And Tommy.
Good morning, sports fans.
Over the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. Now, I've got to tell you, Johnny nailed it. You really need to have a transcript of the show because last week, though we had a flurry of activity, we had some early NCAA games, we had our preseason week three games, the callers that gave us those early NCAA games that either had a total or a side, they went 6-0.
Yeah.
6-0. Now,
nice job, callers.
Like think that. About that. Now, I've always said you guys always give out a lot of winners, but here's what I'm getting. I'm getting all the emails from these tout services that are telling us that today is their big ticket Saturday, or another guy had an absolute annihilator game where he's going to just crush the bookies. And I just kind of chuckle to myself because when we first started, we would buy those tout sheets and we would review them. And they guys, if they had a good week, they went 50%. So we're going to do some quick math. Johnny D., the callers went 6-0. What kind of winning percentage is that?
Let me see that calculator. Even 100%. You got to love that all day long.
And you know what? One of the things that was fun, you know, we're turning Thursday nights at the Fox Sports Grill down into Super Bowl Sunday. So every Thursday night, we're doing squares and we're doing contests and we're doing parlay tickets. Just too much fun. But the sun was setting. It was a gorgeous night. The palm trees were flowing in the breeze, and Vicky really said to one of the interns, it looks like Hawaii out there. It's just gorgeous. And later that night, Hawaii was the last game that one of the callers, John, had given us. He said that Colorado going to Hawaii was an easy winner because Hawaii is Hawaii, and the kids don't handle it well. And I watched the game till it was late because it's a late game for us. You know, it's later on the East Coast, but it was a late game for us. Easiest winners. They were getting eight, and they never trailed. That's the kind of stuff that you're going to get here.
It's a dream.
So we're going to look at a lot of games this week. Remember, we're here on Saturday. So with the NFL season, we're going to be covering the Thursday game before the Sunday game. So it's a little unique situation. So today, one of the games we're going to talk about is that Pittsburgh-New England game, which is opening night. Now, going forward, we're going to have games where on Saturday, we're talking about the Sunday games, and we might talk about the same team twice because they're playing Thursday. But we're going to start with Johnny. Johnny, on that Pittsburgh Steelers-New England Patriots opening night Thursday game, what's your first take?
I love the Steelers' offense and the Patriots, too. You know, Brady's back. I never saw that coming. I thought he'd be out for a few games. But maybe he has a big chip on his shoulders, and he wants to light it up. I'm a little nervous about the Steelers' D. They have no Le'Veon Bell running the ball. I look for a big over. I'd take the over first quarter, first half, and the game. I think it's 51 is the over-under.
Yeah, that's what I got. Minus 7, 51.
Yeah, I love the over in the Thursday night NFL opener.
Tommy.
You know, I you know me, I like overs. And I don't have a first half line because it won't be out until Thursday. But the spread's 7, so it should probably be around 4. So I would go ahead and lay the points with the Patriots in the first half, minus 4, and it'd probably be over 25, 26. And I'd like to say, I think that would go over. Looking like 21-7 first half score, Pats at home.
No, I agree with both you guys. And then yesterday there was a little bit of trouble in Illinois with the weather, so they postponed the Kent State-Illinois game until today. So we actually get an extra game today, and there's some big games today. Now, there's only one big game on the board that involves two teams that are ranked, and that's the Wisconsin-Alabama game. We were talking about that as we were getting ready for the show. Last year, Alabama opened the season, and in their first three games, they gave 112 points, almost 40 points a game. The world is changing as we know it regarding those cupcakes. Johnny, what do you think about a team that's going from giving 40 to only giving 13.5 against Wisconsin?
Yeah, first of all, I think it's really cool both of these big programs open up the season in a place like Arlington against each other. The Badgers – oops, I did it again. The Badgers opened up last year against LSU. They had a big lead and blew it. They got smoked by Ohio State 59-0 at the end of the year. They did bounce back in the bowl game to whack Auburn, who gave Alabama a hard time. But anyway, I just love the Alabama defense. Wisconsin has a new head coach. If I do anything on this game, and I think I will, I'll be playing the under total. I think it's 49. But I like the under. I like the Alabama D and Wisconsin D. The Alabama offense has to get some things going and catch up with their defense. But, yeah, that's my play, the
Tommy?
Under.
You know, it's hard to bet against Alabama, but I might. I'm looking at taking Wisconsin straight up on the money line to win the game outright. I think they have the backs that could control the ball. If they can hold on to the ball, they can keep the ball out of the playmakers on the Crimson Tide side's hands, and I think they can win. And, you know, the money line, they're plus 210, so you know, your 100 gets you $210. So
that's like a two-teamer. Now, just remember, we've got two callers from last week that have open tickets still. Vasco's got Vatek plus 11 on Monday. Now, Tommy, you shot him down pretty quick on that. But Nick also has Wisconsin. Now, Nick gave you Western Michigan plus 20.5, and that was a winner. So Nick's trying to sweep the board twice, and our next caller, Squeak, did exactly that, and you cannot do anything better than give out two games on a Sports Betting Weekly radio show and have both winners. Congratulations, Squeak.
Thank you, Chad. I hope somebody listened to me with the horses. But if you were around me yet last weekend, the horse day, that was a good day, too.
Yeah, well, you had the one winner you gave us, the horse won, and the second one didn't, but if you bet them both, you won money for the day, so you were a winner, and you had a chicken dinner.
That's right. So listen, I'm going to – see, it's not always about picking the winner. Sometimes if you pick the loser, you bet the other way, and that's what we're going to do this week, Chaz. So Old Dominion is giving 6. Some lines at 6, some at 5 to Eastern Michigan. Now, Eastern Michigan's are horrible. The coach is so bad, the coach is reaching out to the kids' mothers to try to get them motivated to play. For Old Dominion, there are 6-6 teams in Conference USA last year in their division. They lost their starting quarterback. They have only 10 seniors coming back. The quarterback coming in might be good someday, but he's ranked 108th out of 128 Division I quarterbacks. Given points on the road, I'll take Eastern Michigan.
What was he ranked? 108?
108 out of 128.
You can't get much closer to the bottom than that, can you?
And he's supposed to come in with all underclassmen to a hostile environment and do well. To me, Eastern Michigan's a good play.
There you go. Now, money line. Any you think you want to just take the points, or are you going to get a little bit cocky?
I take the points.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that, Squeak. Hey, keep it going, buddy. 2-0, make it 3-0. We'll talk soon.
All I'm going to try to get Guru number one to sign
in. All right, thanks. Sound good. The gurus. We got the gurus coming in from the East Coast now.
That's right.
And at least they're not sending me any emails that are guaranteeing me 80% winners. All right, we'll talk next week, Squeak. Yep. What do you think, Johnny?
Honestly, I want to keep the chains moving. I did not take a look at this game. There's 70, 80 games on the board today. I did miss this one, so I really don't have a take.
Well, no, and again, Tommy, as you know, you can't bet every game and win, and that's really one of the things that we're going to talk about today when we cover those TV games. You got to be very, very careful. Anything coming down on this game for you?
You know, ODU, that's Old Dominion University for you uneducated folks. This is only their second year playing with the big boys in the football championship division. They were one of the best Division II teams, but now they're playing with the big boys. And Eastern Michigan, although they play in the MAC and it's not a huge conference, they're tough every year. And they only usually, you know, lose to teams that are much better than them, and Old Dominion is not much better than them. So I like Squeak's play there.
There you go. So we're going to remind you, when we come back, we're going to talk more about Thursday night football and how much fun we had. But you got to check out this Watch Every Game box. Again, remember, I'm tracking it. And what we're looking at is how much money my cable company wants me to pay for stuff that I get for free. Now, most times, free is better than spending money. So go to watcheverygame.com. Don't forget, radio is your promo code. That'll knock off $50. And they told me today they're shipping everything free. So remember, we're coming back and we're going to talk about Super Bowl Sunday parties Thursday night, Fox Sports Grill.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. And if you watch sports, you have to get one of these watcheverygame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the watcheverygame.com internet streaming box is a must have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the watcheverygame.com box. Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the watcheverygame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box. Obviously.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Maximum music.
Baby, hold on to me.
Maximum variety. Maximum fun. This is 105.7.
Join us Friday, September 25th for a day of food, friends, and golf. It's the first annual Mighty 1090 Open at Riverwalk Golf Club to benefit the Wounded Warrior Support Network. Presented by Callaway, home of the all-new great Big Bertha, and by Mercedes-Benz of Escondido, putting you in the car of your dreams today. Enjoy lunch provided by Jersey Mike's and hang out with your favorite 1090 hosts.
Wow.
Right on.
That's right. You could match wits with Dan Cilio.
Everyone's got pants on, right?
Talk soccer with Darren Smith.
Cannot wait.
Maybe even play Pyramid with Scott and BR.
Wow.
Oh, and don't forget the Mighty 1090 girls. Get your tickets now at Mighty1090.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. Now, remember, if you're new to the show, last week our callers were perfect against the spread. Perfect. I'm talking about 6-0. During the break, our intern Zach went out and got Johnny the calculator. He did confirm 6-for-6 is 100%. This segment of Sports Betting Weekly is sponsored by Fox Sports Grill. Now, I always tell people, Fox Sports Grill, pretty easy to find. Go to Petco Park, look up, find the Hilton, they're on the water. You cannot miss them. And we're excited to have Jason on the line. Jason, you're going to talk to us today about the Fox Sports Grill, but we're going to put a little pressure on you. We're 6-0 with our callers, my man.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Excellent. How are you guys?
We cannot thank you enough.
Living the dream.
For such a good time Thursday night. I'm not sure how many TVs you got. You got a number on those?
27.
Yeah, they're everywhere and everywhere. But what I think came across, Vicky was talking to one of the interns and trying to get them to understand when you're in a sports bar that has an open patio that leads to a grass area that leads to a water, and it's just, Jason, it's the prettiest sports bar I've ever been in, and I'm old.
Oh, yeah, we're lucky to have the place here. Plus, you got the bridge that takes you to the gas lamp and the Padres Stadium. It's awesome.
Yeah, and, of course, you're working with us to help make Thursday special. So here's the logic. If you're anywhere near downtown, anywhere at all on Thursday nights, and you're ever had a good time at a Super Bowl party, you've got to head to the Fox Sports Grill. We had a lady win the squares. Somebody won the final score. We're doing parlays, and you know, we're talking about championship footballs, donated footballs, so we're giving out some footballs, and we're really excited because, of course, Thursday night is NFL football, and it counts.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely excited for the football season starting.
So now let me ask you a question. Do you got a winner for us?
A winner?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Dallas Giants game on Sunday. Those are always, like, shootouts, so I like betting on the overs on that. And the Giants have been shaky in the preseason. So, I mean, Dallas at home and they're 5.5-point favorites. I was thinking Dallas and the over looks pretty good to me. But I don't know. 51 is a lot of points. But, you know, opening, it's a night game. So they always score a lot of points. What do you guys think?
Well, yeah, if you can get some of those interceptions that Eli threw last year, right, that'll help the over.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah. What about this Thursday? We'll talk about this week at the Fox Sports Grill. Do you have anything special? I know you got to fill me in on a couple things. One is the wings. I never got them. I was on a call. I think I was on a call with Mo, and a big platter of wings came out. You sell them by the pound? Is that how it works?
Wings. Yeah, we got 1 pound, 2 pound, or 3 pound, and we got a bunch of great flavors: barbecue, buffalo, honey sriracha, which is awesome, Szechuan, and then if you like really spicy, we have an Inferno sauce.
Yeah, well, I think what I'm going to do is we're going to have a little contest without telling anybody. We're going to set some lines on what's the most favorite flavor of wings, and we'll put out all the flavors, and whichever one is gone the first is the winner. But I never even saw the wings, and there was 3 pounds of wings, and they were gone like that. So obviously somebody in your kitchen did a good job that night.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, we're going to look forward to, again, Thursday night at the Fox Sports Grill. We're turning Thursday night football every week into Super Bowl Sunday prizes. Think about Super Bowl Sunday parties. Have you ever really, Jason, had a bad Super Bowl Sunday party? It's kind of hard to.
No, this is the place to be for the Super Bowl. It's everyone has a great time.
And we're going to do that every Thursday night, Fox Sports Grill. Get to Petco, look up, find the Hilton, go to the water. You can't miss it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you
Thursday,
good.
Of course, too. So, yeah, now that's an opening night game, Johnny. So that's a great question. I know you and I are college fans, and Tommy will dance with whoever he brings to the dance pretty much. But do you
I'm not picky.
Do you get excited knowing that the NFL is right there?
Like a kid at Christmas. I mean, think back to when you were a little kid waking up on Christmas morning. That's how I feel, and I know you guys do too. It's the best time of the year.
Now, do you have an opening on that game?
That
opening week? Dallas Giants?
You know, I think Eli's getting a better grasp on the new offense the Giants are running. I love Odell Beckham Jr. I think the Cowboys really do have the best offensive line. I don't see a problem with the over. That's the only thing I would look at in this game. Yeah, and by the way, we like you guys to call in, and listeners from all over the country. I'd like to hear from somebody in Nebraska with the new head coach, Riley, and what's going on with the Cornhuskers. They have a big game with BYU today. But call in with your winners. Here's the number. Write this down. We'll get you on the air fast. 1-866-405-1717. One more time, 1-866-405-1717. Call in with your winners. We'll get you right on.
Now, I know, Tommy, for a fact that college football is a second income for you. I've seen it too many times. But last year, if I remember correctly, you whacked the book pretty good early in the year with the NFL as well.
Yeah, I had my best year ever last year. I was running about 77%, which people will take, you know, any day of the week.
And then you're not afraid to do the tell them. We got to come up with some of the names for the plays. But I love your $100 time two parlay, or that's the name I'm going to use for right now. But explain how it works.
Well, what I like to do is start the game with $100. So I put $100 on the first half. Yeah, and I usually play the overs. I don't like to play a lot of unders. It's got to be really, really high number for me to play an under. So I'll play, you know, that's a side and the under for $100. If I win, I get back 280. If I hit that, then I'll take the 280. And I'll do another parlay for the second half. And I might even take the opposite, go the opposite way, depending on how the game looks. And I'll take the 280. And if I win that, then I'm cashing $1,000.
And I've seen him do. We were at the Sweet 16. I think it was the one in Anaheim. Yeah. At the pond. And he turned 100 into a Geno right before our very eyes. It was amazing. Now, I got to get back to Thursday, though, because so what happens when people walk in the door at the Fox Sports Grill? You're instantly given a square sheet, so you can fill in your squares. Now, everybody knows how the squares are, except Joshua. Now, he's not here today. He had the christening to go to. But Joshua was kind enough to fill in the numbers on the squares before he gave the sheets to people. And I tried to explain to him, No. It doesn't work like that. First they put in their names, and then you put the numbers on the top and the bottom. So you walk in, and they're going to offer you parlay sheets, so a parlay ticket. Literally everybody in the entire bar has a bet on the game. There's four options. You got the home team in the over, the home team in the under, the visitor in the over, the visitor in the under. And then what we did is we posted it. So this game we used the Utah game. And it was 45 and minus 5. And, of course, Harbaugh's quarterback struggled a wee bit. But it was an easy winner for the folks that had Utah and the under. And that was one of our callers last week, Jim. I think he said he's going to try to make it today as well. Gave us that an under in that game. Or was that Johnny? Johnny D, that was your under.
Yeah, it was my under.
Good for you.
Yeah, I thought Harbaugh would pound the ball. And it played out the way I thought it would.
And then so we're going to look now at that early game, because as soon as we get if you don't have your bet in on the Stanford Northwestern game, you got to hurry because you got about 28 minutes to kick off. Johnny, talk to me about your take on Stanford Northwestern. I got it at 47.5 and 11.
Right. The Wildcats have a young quarterback going up against a really solid Stanford defense. Head coach David Shaw has his team ready. They're a dark horse candidate to win the Pac-12 title. I'm not a big fan of their style of slow, grinded out football. That's not me, but they get it done. I think Stanford gets this by two touchdowns, and you got 30 minutes to kick off. So play on Stanford.
Tommy?
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with Johnny. I think they're a better team. Northwestern can chuck the ball around the yard, though. So if you're looking at the over-under, I'm staring at 48 here on the line. And I would definitely go over on that game. I would feel very comfortable that they'll probably have 35 scored in the first half.
Well, no, that's an excellent, excellent segue, because I'm going to tell you right now that when you bet the way we bet, and that's that whole, you know, sixbetsagame.com philosophy of looking for those opportunities. In their last 2 years on the road, In the second half, Stanford has played 17 games. 16 of them have gone under. 16 out of 17 in the second half. So Tommy nailed it. So what happens is they come out, they dominate.
They get ahead, and then they run the ball.
Yeah, and that defense, you know, the bottom line is, one thing you know about the Stanford kids, they don't make a lot of mental mistakes.
Nope.
You know, they made that, they're making the chick that from over there, that the young girl that, you know, went against the Taliban, they're making her take the SATs or you can't get in. They're a tough, tough school. We had a good friend that just graduated from Stanford, and you know what? He was a great quarterback, but take the SATs again, and when you get a higher score, we'll talk. And that's really what they're at. The thing on that game is last year, it was the opener. It was Cal at Northwestern. I don't know if you guys remember. Northwestern came out to Cal, and it was Sloppy's best bet of the week to start the game. And that was followed with the old ball coach last year with South Carolina. And it's so funny. We talk about it with fishing, the one that got away. Man, I can remember last year some of the worst beats, but, you know, you don't remember the games that won you that 1,000 for 100. It's funny like that. All right, so we're going to be coming back from break. It is going to be our sixbetsagame.com segment, but I'm telling you right now, if you're anywhere near downtown Thursday night, I don't care if you're a New England fan, I don't care if you're a Steeler fan, and we know the Steeler fans, they travel, they do a good job. Bring your colors, because if you bring your colors, you're going to get two squares. So remember, we're going to get it to the first 100 squares, and then it's done. You're going to win prizes. We have halftime prizes. They've already mentioned the wings. They've got happy hour. I think happy hour is 4 to 6. The game starts at 5. Get there early. You can't miss it. When we get back, we're going to talk to Mo.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and ChampionshipFootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too. ChampionshipFootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, ChampionshipFootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the ChampionshipFootballs.com autograph footballs. ChampionshipFootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Well, IHOP has done it again. Dan Cilio here to tell you that IHOP has once again introduced something to their menu that is so irresistible, you won't believe your taste buds. It's IHOP's new Double Dip French Toast, and it's only available for a limited time. IHOP hand dips brioche bread and their scrumptious vanilla batter. Then they dunk it in cornflakes and oatmeal. Then they griddle it, and the result is crispy, sweet, Double Dip French Toast. Whoever thought of this is my new hero. But wait, there's more. Get this. You can get them with sprinkles of cinnamon sugar and whipped topping, or finished with refreshing lemonade cream and glazed strawberries. I'm drooling just thinking about them. And right now at IHOP, you can enjoy the new Double Dip French Toast and a regular egg combo together for only $6.49. There's a lot of breakfast for little money. And don't forget, at IHOP, you can get breakfast anytime, day or night. In fact, I have breakfast for dinner all the time. You will find everything that you love about breakfast at one of IHOP's 26 San Diego locations.
Celebrate summer all year long with Fuller Ford Summer Sales Event. Right now at Fuller Ford, lease an all-new 2015 Fiesta four-door sedan S for the low monthly payment of only $79 plus tax and only $2,999 due at lease signing. But hurry in, only one available at this incredible low payment. Bid number 210935. 36 months of $79 plus tax, zero security deposit. Or lease America's 2015 Truck of the Year for only $259 plus tax. That's right, only $259 per month. This all-new 2015 F-150 4x2 Super Crew featuring the aluminum alloy body could be yours with only $2,999 due at lease signing. 36 monthly payments of $259 plus tax per month. Zero security deposit. One at this price. VIN number D16785. Offers expire 9/14/15. Go further with Fuller Ford. Great prices, great selection, and great deals. Where they've treated you like family for over 60 years. Auto Park Drive off the 805 in the Chula Vista Auto Park.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. We are covering college football. It is opening week and a little bit of Pittsburgh-New England action on Thursday at the Fox Sports Grill. This segment is sponsored by 6betsagame.com. Now we're going to take Ian's call. Ian, do you got a winner for us?
Do I have a winner for you?
We're hoping so.
Yeah, I take Wisconsin plus the points, but I'm calling in more to talk about Prop Swap, which is a new business out in Las Vegas.
Ian from Paul, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm saying, why do I know that name, Ian? Ian, why do I know that name? Because you know what, I'm used to dealing with seeing Luke's email.
Well, we're both equal partners, and Luke is here as well.
Yeah. So do me a favor, real quick. Do you guys have a game you like in college football this weekend?
I like Wisconsin plus the point,
right?
Personally,
and talk to me because that's one of the we got a call last week from Nick in Arizona, and he likes them too. What's your logic?
Well, I just think Alabama's got a lot of turnover on that team, especially the quarterback position. There's not any rave reviews coming out of the Coker kid. And so I think, you know, they're going to have a tough ball game and give me 14 points with, you know, Wisconsin, who's always competitive. It's a neutral field, so it's not like, you know, Alabama's got that home field advantage. So I think Wisconsin's going to, you know, stick in it. You know, they might not win, but I like the two touchdowns.
Yeah, well, the line's moved because Nick called last week. He added a 10.5, and you said it's up to 14. So Prop Swap. One of the coolest things I've ever heard about when it comes to sports betting. Give us a quick explanation of how it works.
Well, I appreciate that. PropSwap is the first marketplace for people to buy and sell their active Las Vegas sportsbook tickets. So that means if you've got a parlay that starts on a Thursday and ends on a Sunday, and actually we've actually already seen a parlay that sold that started on this past Thursday and sold yesterday, you can list it for a buy it now price, and someone comes along and buys it from you. So basically, imagine being able to make a profit on a bet that doesn't actually even win. Or you make a bad bet, you know, you're stuck and you want to sell for 30 cents on the dollar, you can do that too. So it's like StubHub for sports bets.
No, you know what? It really is. It's a marketplace that allows us to hedge. Now, Tommy, it wouldn't work for you because you're the reverse hedge guy.
I'm a reverse hedger.
So what happens, Ian, when Tommy's got a three-teamer that's live going into Monday night, Sunday night, he wake up Monday morning and bet it again. But with you, say we've got one of our guys we're working with is We Party Naked, and they do junkets for clubs to Vegas. So the bus loads up, and they go to Vegas, and they come back Sunday night. So that's a perfect example. You hit the 10 o'clock game, you hit the 1 o'clock game, and you're live with Monday Night Football, but you got to leave to go back to San Diego. What do they do?
That's a perfect example, is right, Chaz. So what you can do is you can come drop your bet off, whether it's a parlay or a future or any bet whatsoever. You come drop it off. You get back on your party bus to return back to San Diego, and we'll help you sell it for you. And then if it sells, we'll mail you your money. If it doesn't sell and it wins, we'll cash that bet for you. So there's a lot of advantages to leaving your bet with us. So whether you're visiting for 2 days, for a week, you come drop that bet off. You listed for a price. You can always change that price via email, and then we'll sell that bet for you. And if it sells, we'll mail you your money.
And the other aspect is, from the buyer standpoint, I might be able to find some opportunities where a guy put a ticket in at 10.5, like you said, and the lines moved up to 13.5, 14.5. That gives me an advantage to deal with Prop Swap.
Absolutely, you're going to find a lot of sports bets on our site that are better odds than the casino. I mean, right now we have Oakland Raiders to win the championship at 95-1. They're 50-1 in the casinos. We got Minnesota Vikings to win the NFC North at 9-1. That's 5-1 in most casinos. So sellers have an incentive to get rid of their tickets. So you're going to find odds that are better than in the casino.
All right. Before we let you go, tell the people how to find you.
Well, you can find us online at www.propswap.vegas. Or give us a call. We'd love to chat with you. 844-PROPSWAP.
Awesome. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Chaz.
Hey, we got another caller that had a winner last week, Jim. But remember, no disrespect to Jim, every single caller that took a total or a side last week called in was a winner. Jim, who do you like this week?
This week, looking at the Virginia-UCLA game and seeing another under 53.
Now, that under last week, because it was one of the first games on the board, I paid attention to it. It kept getting easier and easier as a winner as the game went on, didn't it?
It sure did. Just South Carolina's defense really stepped up, especially in that second half, and just stuffed North Carolina.
And you could just see, I remember early in the game, they were down in the red zone. They didn't have the ability to really punch it in. It was North Carolina, and that was it. And you were never threatened.
No, early going when they had that pick, it kind of saved everything right on the first drive. Yep. But after that, yeah, it was pretty simple.
So, maybe, yeah, you know what? We've done today is the doubleheader, guys. We've done it before where you go to the Coliseum in the morning, you go to the Rose Bowl in the morning, the Coliseum at night, whatever, too. What a great, great weekend. So you really think they're going to play just a low-scoring game up there, huh?
I think so. It looks like Virginia's just not going to be able to move the ball that well against UCLA. And with Josh Rosen coming in, you know, for his first game, I'm not sure they're going to put that much on his shoulders and probably keep the ball on the ground. And UVA does, to their credit, have a pretty solid secondary.
So. Well, if I remember correctly, last year I took a whack on that game too in the opening. Didn't they get beat, given like 20 last year?
That's right.
Same two teams, right? Yeah. Hey, one quick question before we let you go. Did you by any chance do any action with Charlie gave us a winner with that Central Michigan getting three touchdowns? Did you have any action on that game?
I didn't listen.
Oh, man. You guys got to communicate a little better. We'll talk to you next week, Jim.
Okay, sounds good.
Real quick, Johnny, what do you think about the Virginia? Because remember, it was a rematch from last year.
Yeah, the Cavaliers almost upset the Bruins last year. Bruins blew, a 20-point lead, but they still got the win, 26-20. The Bruins have 18 returning starters, breaking in a new quarterback. I think I read that Virginia has lost 10 road games in a row. So that's something to consider. I'm going to go with the Bruins. I don't like them a lot, but 19.5. I think they can win by 3-4 touchdowns. So I'll go with the Bruins in this one.
Tommy.
Yeah, you know, 19 is a lot of points to give with a true freshman starting quarterback, which is what UCLA is rolling with. He took out a Neuheisel's kid who was the starter last year. When Hundley got hurt, and he's starting his first game. You know, a year ago he was playing a high school game. So 19's a lot of points. Now that being said, Virginia's not that good, but they do happen to, you know, they're a good team against the number. So, you know, it's a game I wouldn't personally bet. I would pitch it, but if I had to bet it, I would take Virginia plus the 19 points, and I would leave the over-under alone.
Well, according to SixBetsTheGame.com data, in the first half home in the last 2 years, UCLA has lost 9 out of 12 against the spread. So there you go. Now, before we get to our ChampionshipFootballs.com celebrity hotline, I want to mention, I had mentioned it when Ian from PropSwap was on, WePartyNaked.com. Kevin has got a full weekend. They do parties. That's what they do. Now, I think some of them wear clothes. But their website is WePartyNaked.com. He said he likes the Fighting Irish minus 9. That's his big bet of the weekend. One of the reasons he couldn't call in, they've got their big sunburn party at the Hard Rock today here in San Diego. So he told me if you got something to do, he understands. But if you don't, you're crazy not to go to the Hard Rock. It's their big sunburn party. You see Kevin, tell him Sports Betting Weekly sent you. And hopefully the Notre Dame guys will win by more than two digits. So we're going to slide right now to our celebrity hotline. It's the ChampionshipFootballs.com hotline. We're blessed to have our friend from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Mo, how are you?
I'm doing good. If you can figure out how to get WePartyNaked.com with WifeSwap.com, I'm all in.
So what do you think? Opening Saturday college football.
I don't watch football, really. I call that actually into the Home Improvement Show. Is that next?
That is. Do you mind holding?
No, I can tell you, my son and I are getting ready to head up to South Bend, I think, to launch Notre Dame in Texas. I like Notre Dame, given the points today. But, you know, there's some questions. Will Malik Zaire continue? Brian Kelly let Everett Golston go away to Florida State? They've got a pretty stellar defense, a kid from right here in Fort Wayne leads that defense, and Jalen Smith. They've got an amazing offensive line. So Notre Dame, you know, should win this game easily at home today. The thing is that in big games against big teams, Brian Kelly has almost become the Tom Crean of coaches. He's not a great in-game coach lately with big games. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, but I do like Notre Dame today, given the 9 points.
So what about that Ohio State-Virginia Tech game Monday night?
Well, you know, the thing about it is the Virginia Tech did beat Ohio State Columbus last year. Here's the thing, you know, and you and I have talked about it recently. They realized at the end of the season last year, oh, we've got a pretty damn good running back in the backfield, Ezekiel Elliott. And if they go to using him more, these big point spreads, Ohio State might not be able to cover like they were last year. So I think, you know, when these point spreads are going to get pretty big, I would stay away from it. I like Ohio State in this first game, but it's going to be a rough season, I think, betting them with these large point spreads if they get to this running game a lot this year.
Hey, Mo, there's a couple more games we wanted to talk to you about. Are you going to be able to hold through the break and stay with us?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so it's because, Johnny, you had mentioned one of the games that you had liked.
You want to talk about Mo's games or something else?
I just want to set Mo up so he knows what we're talking about when we come back.
Yeah, I like the Irish too, by the way. I just want to say one thing. A lot of people think their defense might be better than the defense from 2012 when they went to the national championship game. So I like the Irish at home. Another big game today we should talk about is that Texas A&M Arizona State game. So that should be one hell of a football game. A lot of people think the wrong team is favored, and the Arizona State head coach thinks this is the best team he's had in years. I think they were 10-3 last year and 4-2 against top 10 teams. So yeah, take a look at Arizona State and grab the 3 points.
All right, and then also Mo, pay attention to BYU Nebraska's Tommy's Like That. We'll be right back.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box. Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. Johnny, give him the number.
Oh, yeah. We want to hear from you guys. Call in. We'll get you on the air fast. We want your winners. 1-866-405-1717. It's 1-866-405-1717. Pick up the phone and give us a call.
Not a lot of pressure, but we're coming off a 6-0 weekend for our callers in the college games that they gave us a side or a total. Tommy, you like a game today. We prepped Mo on it, so let's hear what Tommy has to say at that BYU game.
Yeah, you know, I'm like a BYU on the money line in the first half. They're plus 160. For you, people don't know what the money line is, that you're not taking the points, you're just taking them to win the game, you win the half outright. You know, so as long as they have 1 point more than Nebraska at the half, then you win. So you're putting 100 up to win, 160, which is very good. And BYU's got a lot of depth. They have a fifth-year returning quarterback who's good, Hill. Nebraska's got a lot of questions. They lost their best running back. They lost six guys on offense and six guys on defense. And although the game's in Nebraska, BYU plays everybody tough. And they have those kids coming back from the missions. They're all 24, 25 years old. They're going to be tough. And I like BYU plus on the money line, plus 160.
So, Mo, where did you do your mission again? I forgot.
At Showgirls.
Now that's they. You get free hot dogs and hamburgers there all the time, isn't it? Or is it just a certain time?
It's just a certain time.
Yeah. So what do you think about that BYU Nebraska game?
Well, here's the thing: Nebraska's got a new coach in Mike Riley, who was really underachieved at Oregon State, and he's bringing a pro style offense to personnel that Nebraska had in a spread offense. So it's going to be interesting to see how they're able to mesh those two styles together. There's going to be about 12 players suspended for this game for BYU from the brawl in last year's Miami Beach Bowl, and Nebraska has five suspended players of its own. But like Tommy said, Taysom Hill is back at quarterback after being injured and out for the year last year, and the guy's electric, and he's fun to watch. Just because of the uncertainty of how they adapt the offense at Nebraska from the spread to the pro-style offense, I like BYU in this game.
All right, Johnny, you got an opinion or what?
Yeah, new head coach for the Cornhuskers, and they have not lost a home opener since 1985. It's kind of interesting. BYU with suspensions, and for the life of me, I can never figure out that team over many years. BYU, I just cannot get a good handle on them. If I do anything in this game, I'd play the under 60. A lot of points in the opener.
Now, I want to mention that this segment, of course, is sponsored by The Bullpen, which is the official home of the Sports Betting Weekly After Party. And you know what? I'm telling you right now, Mo, don't get me wrong. I know you've got a great relationship with the Wrigley Bar and Grill there, and that's a great sports bar. This place here has probably the most comfortable chairs I've ever sat in. Johnny, wasn't it like being in a sports book class?
Oh, it was great. I had a couple of craft beers, and what I did was just a few dance moves. You can't really call that a lap dance, what I did. Anyway, I love the bullpen.
And of course, those, again, I mentioned, Vic can't drink the $3 margaritas because she has allergies to sweet and sour. But she didn't hesitate with the $3 Bloody Marys or the $3 mimosas, Mo.
Yeah, mimosas is right up my alley. I'm a very girly drinker.
Yeah, well, you know what? Here's the thing. At that time of day, 11 in the morning, you almost don't feel as much as a degenerate. As it is, you got a file with all your sports betting stuff. You don't want to have to go to a GA meeting and an AA meeting in the same day. That makes for a tough, tough weekend.
Well, with the time difference here, I don't feel like as much of a slush drinking at 11 a.m. your time. So
there you go.
Now, it's good here.
One of the things that we had talked about with you is, keeping us abreast of the Ohio State and the Notre Dames. Any other games in your neck of the woods that people are talking about on your show?
Not really this week, because nobody cares about IU or Purdue right now. Their football programs are horrible. And we saw Michigan, who lost Thursday night to Utah. And Jim Harbaugh's going to have to do some work there at quarterback, obviously, because it's not looking good at quarterback right now for Michigan. That was really the big talk around this area, even more than Ohio State this week, was the debut of Jim Harbaugh's Michigan team. As it gets through today, all the focus here will turn to Ohio State and Virginia Tech and who starts at quarterback, because Urban Meyer is not said it's going to be. I have a suspicion that it's going to be like it was on his Florida teams with Chris Leak and Tim Tebow sharing time. I have a feeling that Dakarrell Jones and JT Barrett will be sharing time at quarterback.
Now, so before we let you go, I mentioned Thursday night football is the opener. Pittsburgh, New England, talk to us.
I mean, to me, this is a no-brainer. It seems like New England all the way. You got Le'Veon Bell suspended. You've got some injuries there. Marquise Pouncey going to be out again at center, an all-pro center who hasn't played much over the last, you know, 2 or 3 years. And, you know, the team's gotten older. They've gotten older on defense. And I think it's going to be a pretty easy walk with Tom Brady, quarterback for the Patriots.
All right, my man. What's up with the BS Sports Show this week?
We are heading to South Bend today, and then we have Brian Kelly, the head coach of Notre Dame, on with us next week to talk about today's game.
Don't forget, Rudy owes you a beer from last time, so make sure you, because he's tight. I know he's tight.
You're damn right he does. You're
all right,
damn
buddy.
Right he does.
Thanks again, Mo. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
Now, bucket list, I would imagine Notre Dame, you remember in the movie, the old man, you know, almost started crying when he walked into the stadium. Yeah. You got any stadium bucket lists, Johnny?
No, not really, but I do have a top pick play of the day to share with you guys.
There's
whenever
a segue.
You're ready.
Well, we got a little bit. We can get some people in. Give them the number one more time.
Yeah, call, and we're dying to hear from guys all over the country. 1-866-405-1717. So we're going to build a show with guys calling in every weekend. We're going to all help each other just have our best year ever and beat the heck out of the sports books. So, yeah, one more time, 1-866-405-1717. We're waiting for you. Call us with your winners.
Who's that the best bet?
Okay, the only bad thing about this is it's an 8 o'clock game out here on the left coast, the west coast. USC Trojans, 27.5 over Arkansas State. Arkansas State has been to four straight bowl games, they have 15 starters back. They have played seven Power 5 teams the last few years and lost all the games. Let's talk Trojans. I love the Trojans. I think they'll be in the playoffs, the national championship. All the sanctions are gone. Cody Kessler, the quarterback, hardly anybody ever talks about. They start fast. Last year in the opener, they beat Fresno State 52-13. Saturday night, the L.A. Coliseum will be rocking. Load up on the Trojans.
There
That's
you
my
go.
Play of the day.
There you go. So, Tommy, how about you? Bucket list stadium?
Bucket list game, actually. I'd like to go to the world's greatest cocktail party, the Florida-Georgia game.
There you go.
That's something I've always wanted to do. It just seems like a lot of fun.
I would imagine the over-under on the people that don't even remember if they went into the game is probably in the 50 percentile because they start early and they party often. Or
never made it in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So in terms of this week, best bet, Tommy.
My best bet this week is the Buckeyes. Lay the points. It's revenge time. Urban doesn't lose those games. Look for him to drop at least a double nickel on Virginia Tech. And by double nickel, I mean 55 points.
Yeah, I know Vasco is still alive with that pick from last week. And
he's a homer.
Yeah, you didn't. Well, you didn't change your comment. Last week was the same thing. Nick's still alive. He's got Wisconsin. Somebody else today threw out Wisconsin. In terms of the game that I'm most interested in watching, it really is the Notre Dame Texas game, and I think mostly because with championshipfootballs.com, they've got autographed footballs. They sell Notre Dame autographed footballs. So we talked to a lot of Notre Dame fans, and they really believe this team is going to be great. And you know what? We'll see. Texas is that's Charlie Strong's team now, right?
Correct.
And he's won pretty much everywhere he's gone
except Texas.
But he's got, you know, he last year was throwing kids out like they were tissue paper. You know, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. So that's the game that I'm most interested in. And of course, we've got a couple people, including Kevin at We Party Naked. How do you not like that name? WePartyNaked.com. He likes them, and he's got it at 9, so he was happy to get it at 9. As you know, you get to those games, the difference between 9, 9.5, 10, 10.5, that's a big difference. And we saw that with Johnny, the Baylor game. You called it at 34.5. They won by 35.
Yeah, it's nice to win one by half a point.
Yeah, some people had it at 36.5. So the line moves. It's tough. Now, again, I'm already parched. An hour goes by so fast. We're looking to give out a couple more winners, but we're going to be heading over to the bullpen Meet us there 11 o'clock. We're there from 11 o'clock until we decide to go. And the games, those afternoon games, usually about, what, 12:30? They kick off here at 12:30. Yeah. So I'll probably settle in there. And then tonight we're going to the Sky Show, Aztecs USD. Now, there's no line in this game, so we're going to make one. Johnny, if you were the bookmaker and you had to make a line for that USD SDSU game tonight, what do you think it would be?
I would say probably 9 to 10 points.
What do you think, Tommy?
You know, that's probably not that far off the mark if there was a line. Yeah, I have no faith whatsoever in our local college.
Yeah, you know, the Aztec Stadium will be rocking only because of the fact that it's the Sky Show, so with the fireworks. All right, last comments, Johnny.
Have a great football weekend, everybody. It's here. It's the best time of the year. It's great to be a part of the show. Thank you.
Don't be bashful. Bet the Buckeyes and cash them. Don't trash them.
Yeah, and just remember, you know what? It really is. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. Go easy and always be cashing. It's that simple. Always be cashing.